The Warriors will face the Rockets in Houston on Saturday to end this five-game road trip in a rough-and-tumble game against the Bulls on Wednesday. Started with a concerning scene as Jordan Bell fell to the floor with a sprained left ankle upon the game's first basket. X-rays were negative as an MRI is scheduled for Thursday. And as the game got back underway, the Warriors began connecting from beyond the arc. Stephen Curry hit six threes on the way to a 30-point, nine-rebound night, while Klay Thompson had seven threes, finishing with a game-high 38 points. That's his season high. And Kevin Durant delivered 19 points, 8 boards, and 7 assists as the Warriors take it 119-112 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
Well, we stayed with it. You know, it wasn't our finest hour, but we had our moments. The third quarter was the big thing. We finally stopped them in the third and took care of the ball. But they still came back. I give them a lot of credit. That's a tough team, and they're playing a lot better. So we had our hands full, but we were able to pull it out.
It was like a seven-minute stretch. They didn't have a field goal. What was the key defensively?
Just playing hard. I mean, for most of the game, it didn't feel like we competed defensively. But we had a good stretch there where we were challenging shots and rebounding, and that was the difference in the game that quarter.
It was a matter of Steph and Klay just kind of getting hot at the right
time. Yeah, for sure. I mean, they were on fire, both of them at the same time, which when that happens, we're tough to beat, obviously. But it felt like we just couldn't quite pull away because they were making shots and they were keeping pressure on us. They forced a lot of turnovers. They scored a lot of points off our turnovers, which kept them in things. But, it was an old-school Splash Brother game.
Did it feel particularly needed tonight because you got no threes from anyone else? Obviously, Draymond didn't play on.
Yeah, it did. I mean, just with the injuries and then Jordan goes down early, and it didn't feel like a game we were going to win with our defense. It felt like we were going to win with our offense, and that's what happened.
About that,
Jordan? The x-rays were negative, and he's going to get an MRI tomorrow. He's in a walking boot right now, but so far the news has been pretty good.
Crutches or anything else?
I don't know if he's – I think he's on crutches, too. I saw his walking boot in there. He'll probably be on crutches, and I don't know what's going to happen, but MRI tomorrow will have a better feel.
You mentioned that, though. You have to be pretty encouraged by the x-rays being negative.
Yeah, the first initial news that we're getting, it seems – like it's halfway decent, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
In a sense, how his spirits are?
Yeah, I mean, he's all right. He was in a lot of pain while he was out on the floor, but he was in better spirits once he found out the x-rays were negative, and he looked like he was in a good mood in there just now. But, we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
What have you thought about the season that Klay is having? Obviously, his efficiency is great. His scoring's a little down, but his efficiency has been nice.
It's been fantastic. I mean, every night, his scoring, his defense, we ask him to guard the toughest players every night, and he just goes about it in such a efficient manner, and he's incredibly low maintenance to coach and great teammate. Everybody loves him. I mean, we're lucky to have Klay.
You mentioned at the beginning of the road trip you thought he'd be refreshed because he got the game off.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen that? He's just
I think so. I think an occasional night off for all these guys helps. I think you'll see Draymond energized on Saturday, and hopefully we're getting enough rest for the guys and managing our way through the season. I'm very pleased with where we are, and obviously if we could get Saturday, it'd be an amazing trip and a hell of a way to cap it against the team that's right behind us in the standings. So it's been a great trip, but we got to finish it off right.
We also heard from Klay in the postgame.
I still think that's, I mean, we've had performances like that in the past, but it could be any one of us that go off any night. So tonight it was me and Steph. Saturday I'm sure it'll be Kevin and Steph. Maybe next game will be me and Kevin. Who knows? It's like a crapshoot. So it wasn't really old school to me.
Like after Jordan went down, it seemed kind of like it bumped you guys out.
Yeah, it really sucked just because Jordan's been playing so well and we missed his energy out there. He's such a great teammate as far as just his hustle and his energy is incredible. I know he's going to bounce back and he's going to, help us throughout the year. He's just such a great rookie and a very cerebral player.
How are his spirits up?
He seems happy. He doesn't seem too down. I know he's upset. He's going to have to miss some time just because he's a competitor, but he's, I don't know if happy is the word, but he just, he's always upbeat, so I don't think he's too down, as he shouldn't be, because he's going to come back even stronger.
What was the difference in the third quarter for you guys?
I think our defense picked up. They got a lot of wide open threes in that first half, and doing that, they're able to space the floor and get to the basket after that. So I think we guarded much better and communicated a lot better than we did in that first half.
Play the 14 in a row, franchise ties a franchise record, two away from the NBA record. How much pride do you guys take in that number?
I did not know that. NBA record 16. So it's going to be a very tough game Saturday, probably the toughest of the trip. And if we could go undefeated on this road trip, that would be incredible. And if we can get that next road to win, that'd be also more incredible. So it's exciting, and we're not going to think about the record because you don't want to put pressure on yourself, but that'd be definitely something cool to have.
9 free throws out there, and I included that little pump fake in the corner. Got you 3. Is that maybe on your stat line something you're most proud of getting 9 out of?
Just proud of the win, man. Just proud of the win.
How do you feel about the season you're having so far? How would you?
I feel great. I feel healthy. Hope I can keep this up.
The results tomorrow for the starters are going to be announced. What's your outlook of, you know, 4 guys being named again?
If we do, that's great. If we don't, it's also great. We got the best record in the NBA. Being all-star is a very special privilege, but at the end of the day, if you're competing for championships year in and year out, that's what really matters, because that's something that will last forever. So all-star games, obviously, but championships, you hang banners, that's the sweetest thing.
And after this road trip wraps up on Saturday night with the Warriors taking on the Rockets, the team returns home to the Bay Area to take on the New York Knicks at Oracle Arena on Tuesday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.